You mentioned being married. Somewhere in here you were married.
Well, I got married right after I finished the University of Michigan.
Who did you marry at that time?
Dean Conklin. Dean and I were married, and we had three children, Jeffrey and Marilyn and Cindy. We had a great marriage. Time rocked along, and we were married, I think, 35 or 38 years. Dean got ovarian cancer and died. And then a year and a half or so went by, and I had been a federal judge by now. The federal judges in Kansas knew me and knew I'd been a federal judge. So they were matchmakers for a woman whom they knew in Wichita, Donna. And Donna is now my wife. She had been married and had three children. Her husband had died. I didn't know him. He was a lawyer in Wichita. She has five grandchildren, one of whom is in her senior year at law school at the University of Oklahoma. She'll be graduating in the spring of this year. She's a great little gal.
And you actually went out to that class and lectured.
I did. Her oil and gas teacher at Norman at the University of Oklahoma had found out that I had been the former chairman of the mineral law section of the American Bar Association and had given a speech. That speech had been entitled "The Shaping of Oil and Gas Law by Academicians." I went over there about a month ago and talked to Emily's oil and gas class, and that was fun.
What an honor for you and her, both.
Well, it was certainly an honor for me.
Did you have grandchildren by your children?
No. I have two daughters and one son. Neither of my daughters have ever been married. Marilyn lives here. She's the older one. And Cynthia, or Jetta, lives in Dallas, and she's never been married. Then I have a son, Jeffrey, and he was married, but his wife died, and I don't have any grandchildren from that marriage. All three of my children are living, and I'm in touch with them all the time, but I have no grandchildren. But Donna has five.